This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. 30 years ago this summer, the landscape slowly started to change for people with disabilities in the U.S. That change came through the passage of major legislation known as the Americans with Disability Act, or the ADA. The law helps people like Tim Okanowski, who has used a wheelchair for 4 decades. Okanowski worked with others who needed help and became the director of the Milwaukee County Office for Persons with Disabilities. He recently retired, but on his final day of work with Milwaukee County, he ended his career where it symbolically began, at Bradford Beach. Bradford is now ADA accessible. To talk more about how that was made possible and his career, Okanowski spoke with WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. He starts by explaining some key parts of the ADA.
When the law was originally passed, there were 5 titles, and each title addresses a different part of society. Title I was employment, so that employers over 50 employees have certain accommodation requirements, not only accommodating them, but dealing with some of the issues that they may have on a daily basis. Title II was state and local governments. Title III was public accommodations, which would be your private sector businesses and buildings and things like that. Title IV was transportation, so mainline buses, over-the-road buses, trains, things like that. And Title V was telecommunications, so the telephone system and 911 system, and how can we make that available to persons who are hearing impaired and deaf. And so that's where the universal access charge came from, and where the 711 service came from. That's a service to allow a person with a disability to call somebody who is deaf, and vice versa. Somebody who is deaf can call into the relay service and talk to somebody who's hearing just fine.
You mentioned quite a list there. In the Milwaukee area, what are you proudest of?
In the Milwaukee area, we've done a fantastic job in Milwaukee, both with Milwaukee County government and Milwaukee city government, at making our elected officials' buildings, government official buildings, accessible so that individuals with disabilities are able to access their government. That's been fantastic. And there's been some great progress as well in public accommodations. I went to UWM in 1979 through 84, and the accessibility back then, and I went there as a person with a disability, compared to today, it's just unbelievable on campus today. But back then, it was a challenge because there wasn't really requirements or codes or anything like that. So Milwaukee's a great place to live if you're an individual with a disability.
Tell me a little bit more about the UWM campus back then. It was more difficult to even cross the street and get up on the curb. Is that right?
Yeah. When I actually went there, I was a wheelchair user, and I used a power wheelchair. And I had to have almost every single one of my classes for my 5 years I was there moved to a different building on the first floor, because there were very few where an individual like myself could get in and get to that first floor. You couldn't go really too many other places. And so I had to do that. And then getting from one side of the campus on the east side, maybe all the way over to the chemistry building on the west side, there were no curb cuts at the time. So I would go down a sidewalk and find, you know, the driveway entrances and shoot across the street to the other driveway on the other side, and zip around campus in order to get from one building to the other. And it was quite a challenge when you sometimes only had, you know, 10 minutes between class. So it was an interesting experience. And I kind of laugh now when people talk about how they complain about the accessibility and it being poor. They have no clue how beautiful and nice it is today compared to what it was prior to the ADA.
Maybe another familiar location or two around town. How would you compare downtown Milwaukee today to 35 years ago?
Well, again, you had the same issues with when it came to streets, but that's the only way you could get around. And when it came to businesses, you know, there were just a lot of businesses that didn't have access into their business. I mean, over the years, when I was working with Milwaukee County, you know, we'd hear from a restaurant and they'd call and ask about accessibility information because somebody would complain and they'd say, you know, we're really questioning why we should put a ramp in our restaurant because nobody in a wheelchair ever comes into our restaurant. Well, that's kind of because you don't have a ramp at your restaurant. So it's kind of a funny thing, but it's actually a true story.
The efforts at change continue. There was a recent event at Bradford Beach on your last day of work with the county, I believe. What was installed at Bradford Beach and why is it important?
Well, what happened at Bradford Beach was recently the completion of it was the completion of a five-year project, and it was to make Bradford Beach accessible to everybody. And what it involved is, well, a significant amount of planning and fundraising because all the funds were raised privately and the taxpayers did not contribute to this at all. This was done by community-based efforts. And it includes right off of the sidewalk there on Lincoln Memorial Drive, a small little plaza of concrete plaza where an individual could pull off of the sidewalk and either use the long sloping ramp down to the sand, which attaches to a portable rubber heavy duty, what's called a Moby mat. And this mat leads all the way out to the water's edge. Or the individuals on the plaza, they can utilize a large stairwell to walk down into the sand. So even if an individual comes with somebody who is able-bodied, they can get to the sand whichever way is most convenient for them. And the reason we wanted to open up Bradford Beach is, you know, you look at all the wonderful parks we have in the Milwaukee County system. Bradford Beach is the crown jewel. I mean, how many people absolutely love to live on the water, live near the water? Well, there was a large population of people who couldn't access that water, but now they can. And between the Moby matting, the ramping, and the free use of beach wheelchairs, that combination of equipment and access, no other beach in this country offers that. So it's really cool to be a national leader in not only accessing the water, but providing equipment to people who can't afford a couple $1,000 beach wheelchair.
At the dedication event, which I attended, and obviously you were there, you talked about a connection with Bradford Beach of a very personal nature. Would you share a little bit of that again now? How it's affected your professional career?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Bradford Beach is kind of a special place for me in that when I was 17 years old, just a little over 42 years ago, I was on that beach and I was on a bicycle trip with my high school, Milwaukee Madison. And it was a very hot day and we were playing on the beach and had lunch that day and everybody was throwing everybody else in, grabbing arms and legs and tossing people in. Well, I was on the track team and nobody could catch me. And I decided, you know, I'm going to run into the lake and just cool off myself. And so I ran in, dove head first into Lake Michigan, and my head hit the bottom and I broke my neck. And so after surgery and everything, I have a C5 spinal cord injury, which means I'm a quadriplegic. And I've used a wheelchair ever since. And that was a month before high school graduation. And after graduating high school in my hospital room, that next summer, I started down at UWM. And I went to the university for 5 years and got my degree. and worked at an independent living center called Suzel, which is now Independence First, for 5 years. And then I got a job with Milwaukee County, and I've been serving the citizens there for over 30 years. And it was really kind of a neat thing for me to end my working career with Milwaukee County, making the very beach where my life changed, making it accessible for persons like myself and others to get back on that beach.
I think it was said at the event that what happened to you was a reminder of how quickly lives can change. And that's a lesson for everyone, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, people with disabilities, that's a minority group. If you look at all of the protected classes that are minority groups, a person with a disability is a group that anybody can join at any time. And I don't wish bad things on anybody. You know, when I had my accident, I consider it a blessing because I was only, you know, 17 years old, and I was I had my whole life ahead of me. And because of the disability and a change in my lifestyle, I was in high school and I wanted to graduate high school and go into the police aid program and be a police officer in the city of Milwaukee. Well, I couldn't do that. And based on my career choice, I met my future wife, who was now a wife of 33 years. And we have a son and a grandbaby, and it's been a fantastic life. And we always encourage everybody to always think about people with disabilities and incorporate them in your buildings and in your programs and services, because, you know, the baby boomers, of which I am one, are getting older, and younger people still getting in car accidents and diving accidents and boating accidents, and unfortunately you have to say gunshot accidents, that are causing lots of permanent disabilities. And so it is a group that anybody can join at any time, and we should keep the good things in mind, like the opening of Bradford Beach and making businesses accessible, because, you know, people with disabilities are not going to go away.
Is there unfinished business in the Milwaukee area for people with disabilities?
Well, you know, the ADA is a never-ending burden, both for government and for public accommodations, which means you never stop improving. The law didn't require everything to be fixed at one time. It would be impossible. And that's why the ADA was designed to continue making things better. With Milwaukee County government, as you saw, we just made the beach accessible at Bradford Beach. Also this year, we're opening up a brand new accessible walkway at the Ware Nature Center. A few years ago, we opened up a boardwalk and a walkway at the Bernard Botanical Gardens. And the city of Milwaukee is making more of its buildings accessible on an ongoing basis. So there are a lot of things. When you think about Milwaukee, there's a lot of historical buildings. There's a lot of public buildings and private buildings. I don't know, as I would say, what's important, what's next to be done. But because there's an ongoing, burden, I shouldn't say burden, but that's how they use it, an ongoing obligation to improve accessibility, I expect Milwaukee County to continue to lead the way in opening up opportunities for everybody to live, work, and play.
Have you decided in your retirement, quote unquote, whether you will be active in the efforts with a nonprofit or as a volunteer?
I'm on the advisory board of the Ability Center, which was the organization that spearheaded the opening of Bradford Beach. They've also been heavily involved in buying equipment for Milwaukee County parks for people with disabilities to use. They bought hand cycles that are down at the Wheel Fund Rentals on Veterans Park. People with disabilities can use those hand cycles for free. And they also were involved with buying ice sleds for people to use at Red Arrow Park during the wintertime, or at Wilson Park Ice Arena indoors from spring till fall. And so that not-for-profit, the Ability Center, I'll continue to be on their advisory board. And I have been asked by a couple of other organizations to join their board, but I told them to give me just a little bit of time with my family so we can do a little traveling. And I will be getting back into helping, because that's just in my nature. I've loved it. That's why I went to work for Milwaukee County, is because I want to help make other people's lives better. So I may be retired from the county, but I'm not going away.
Tim Okanowski was the director of Milwaukee County Office for Persons with Disabilities for more than 30 years. He spoke to WUWM's Chuck Quernbach after his recent retirement.